And I heard in my mind's ear, Lazarus, Lazarus, come out. And just as Lazarus comes stumbling out of the tomb in the bandages, so Frederick, gagging and coughing, started to come back into this world. And that's important, that Lazarus comes back into this world. So one thing this story is about compassion, about the compassion of Jesus in the face of loss and grief, about love and about friendship. And it all leads Jesus to perform this extraordinary miracle of healing. It's not unique in Scripture. Elisha is recorded as doing similar things in the Old Testament, but utterly remarkable. The life that Lazarus is summoned back into is, of course, this life, mortal life. Lazarus comes back from death, but he's going to have to go back to it in the future. And perhaps this is the key to why this gospel is put before us today. There's a contrast between the rising of Lazarus and the rising that we will celebrate in exactly 2 weeks today. The resurrection of Jesus and the resurrection of Lazarus are incomparably different. Lazarus comes back with this mortal body. Look after him, says Jesus. Go and untie him from the bandages. And then I hope they gave him a good clean-up. And he stumbles on into earthly living. When Jesus rises on Easter Day, it's completely different. There's a fresh body, utterly renewed, radiant, splendid. He rises to a life that is beyond death. Lazarus rises into a life that is this side of death. And it's almost as if John and the church between them are saying, compassion can work miracles, but only the Father can work the great miracle. The compassion of Jesus can do extraordinary things, and he will indeed prove to be for us the resurrection and the life, but only because of the mighty work that the Father will do in him, and that the Father alone can do. There's a lovely poem by Constantine Cavafy called The Horses of Achilles, which goes something like this. Why do you weep, horses of Achilles, so noble and so brave? Surely human things do not touch you. You're beyond all of these things. And the last line is, but it was the eternal disaster of death that the horses wept for. I think in this morning's gospel, Jesus weeps in the face of the eternal disaster of death. And he does what he can in the face of it. But what he can do, even what he can do, is as nothing, given what the Father will be able to do in the face of the completeness of Jesus' gift of himself, when we inaugurate or see inaugurated the real resurrection, the incomparable primary miracle worked by God the Father, to whom with his Son and the Spirit be all glory, now and always. Amen.